Hi, and welcome to TSN The Reporter's podcast. I am Dave Hodge, joined by Dave Naylor, Michael Farber, and Col Kelly. Today's subject requires an elaborate setup. Blue Jays, what do they do? Dave?
I don't think there's a lot you can do besides firing the manager, and I'm not sure that that's the problem here. But this is a team that was built kind of as the complete work. This is not an evolution of something towards something else. So I don't think you can blow it up. I don't think there are obvious solutions in the minor leagues. I don't think you can shake it up with a blockbuster trade, because those things don't happen. And by the time they do happen in the schedule, the Blue Jays will be looking at an out trade, not an in trade.
I believe you've just answered by saying nothing.
Nothing.
Well, nothing is going right for the Jays. They can't pitch. They can't field. They can't hit. The vibrations are bad, because Mark DeRosa said he didn't like the vibes. We're going to try to fix this with a team meeting. The vibes didn't improve. I think there is one move to be made, and that involves Anthony Gose, the outfielder in AAA. He's a kind of spark plug sort of player. Maybe that injects some life into a moribund team.
Well, I do think there's a clock ticking on the manager, John Gibbons. This pains me to say, because I think a lot of John Gibbons, but at some point they're going to have to make some sort of ritual sacrifice to the fans. And I think you might take him up to the mountaintop. And I think that's in about 10 games. Like, I mean, if it's 5-5 over the next 10 games, you're out of it. And at that point, I do think you have to jettison the manager.
Yeah, the team has to look better, and maybe that makes it play better. But to the fans in the stands now, never mind how many games they lose, never mind what the stats are, they are seeing a team that doesn't seem to know how to play the game. And either the manager has to change that, or the manager has to be changed, it seems to me.
Well, they look like the Marlins of 2012, a collection of players that didn't congeal for whatever reason. But who hired John Gibbons? I mean, to me, you have to look squarely at the general manager here. These were his trades and his manager. I think Anthopoulos, by what he did in the offseason, put himself in the
hot seat. And an unorthodox choice.
No question. When you go back to a guy who you dismissed before, it's a risky hire. And I give Anthopoulos credit for having the courage of his convictions to do it, because it wasn't the safe choice. But to the point about the way this team looks and how they don't look like a unit, and you can make the argument that baseball is more of an individual sport than others. And there have been all kinds of comparisons drawn between this Jays team and the Jays teams of glory of 20 past years. But those teams were primarily players that were drafted and developed by the organization. There was a core of guys who were Blue Jays from the moment they'd been drafted. This team has about a half a dozen guys who fit that definition. And you look, it in theory it should work on paper, but it's not working.
The problem is, Alex Anthopoulos said before the start of this season that this was all going to come down to starting pitching. And though they look terrible in every aspect of the game, the key issue is starting pitching. He went out and procured you a Cy Young winner, the greatest workhorse in the game.
I can debate you and say it's hitting.
At this point, it's the starting pitching is the problem. They have a pretty good bullpen. It's the only sort of bright spot at this point. He went out and got players that on paper, by the metrics, should have worked out. They haven't. At this point, I realize somebody's going to lose their job eventually. But when we talk about fault, I don't think there's any fault in management.
Again, back to the way they play. When the season started, everybody wanted to see the home runs. We've seen home runs and wanted to see pitchers strike out opposing batters, and the pitching has been a problem. But a big question was going to be, how much would they run? And they had Jose Reyes. They don't have him anymore. But they have Rajay Davis, whether he's on the bench or whether he's starting. They have Bonifacio. They have other players who could steal if you want to be that aggressive. This is a team that doesn't run at all. And back to your Anthony Gose, I don't think he's any kind of savior, but you could put him in the leadoff spot. He won't get on as much as Reyes, but he'll steal bases successfully most of the time. And maybe that sets a tone. I don't know. Like, I was ready to scoff at your Anthony Gose solution by saying, does he pitch left-handed or right-handed? But it's something. And something is better than nothing at this point.
He is a lively player, and I think that's important.
And he could play left field and you wouldn't miss Melky Cabrera.
Which, to your point, Cajal, is management. I mean, there was a decision on Cabrera that, well, even without PEDs, he's going to be a productive
player. That's
the
only one. I think you can blame him. And now, if you were to bring up Ghost and you were to sort of unleash Rajay Davis, that would be a sea change in baseball philosophy for John Gibbons. That's the point at which you start looking at him and thinking he's desperate. He has always been a big ball player. He's a guy who likes the home run. He's got Encarnacion and Bautista. The ball is going out of the park. It's when he starts to make those fundamental changes.
But the ball going out of the park isn't winning them games, so you got to try something different. Well, I mean, Brett Laurie leading off seemed desperate to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a leadoff batter.
No, I think at the point where they're starting to just try things because they don't have any more answers than we do at this table about what's gone on. But part of, I think, the reluctance to steal bases a little bit is they're getting so few base runners. They're worried about erasing guys from the bases because that's why they have so many solo homers.
Honestly, if you've seen Anthony Ghost, he will not be thrown out very often. And Rajay Davis has a good percentage as well. And if you start doing that, I mean, that's what the threat of a running game can do for teams. You've seen it in the past. You haven't seen it with this team because they won't try it.
The most stunning thing for me with a veteran team, and I'm not surprised that they don't run, it's an American League kind of team, is the sloth. Yeah. They just play sloppy baseball. This is not a fundamentally good team. One of the fundamentals is counting.
We haven't mentioned fielding either.
they have trouble counting to three. In Saturday's game, they forgot the number of outs. Not just one guy, but apparently the entire infield were after a strikeout. They kept throwing the ball around the infield. Now, I know they need practice, but at some point, what is going on that a team with this many veteran players and supposedly this much leadership just looks like clueless? I mean,
the way things are going, getting a third out can be a surprise. Yeah, exactly. really? We did it?
Do I think they should fire the manager? No. Do I think they will fire the manager? Yes. But we all understand in any sport, too, when you get rid of John Gibbons, that starts the clock ticking on Alex Anthopoulos. This is a step he's not going to take precipitously.
Well, it's a tough season to sell as well. This is a building block for next year. Because, one, that's not the narrative around this season. Josh Johnson is gone after this season. R.A. Dickey's a year older. If he comes off a lousy year, you can't necessarily morph this into a story about 2014.
Well, we haven't mentioned pitching coach, hitting coach. I mean, these are moves that teams make by shrugging their shoulders and saying, we got to throw somebody out of here, and we don't want it to be the manager. So maybe something like that is in the offing. But it has been nothing short of a disaster so far for the Blue Jays, and that is the last thing they or their fans expected. That's it for TSN Reporters Podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us.